Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. An earful of liberty.
What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of pens and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God!
Listen to Kit Lang on the Patrick Henry Society every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
I know not what cost others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Never sounded so good.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love you.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the way.
kid, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You'll go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Holy poofy Fittipelli.
You're in big trouble, mister!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly
do it.
I made it. We had a had one. By the way, it is the 8th of May, and it's a Friday. This is the night we kind of lay off of some of the doom and gloom here and have a little bit of fun. I had a class at one of our community organization meetings here, and we talked about defense tonight, not just self-defense, but defense of the community and the country and the different types of weapons and the need to practice and train and have a knowledge of how things work. So I could pretty easily make that a two-day presentation, but I had to crowd it all into 2 hours, so we stayed pretty busy. But it was a good class, and people had a lot of fun. So okay, tonight's the night where I make a little bit of a deviation from what we normally do here. We normally do all classic country. Well, and here comes Amy with a handful of stuff that she wants to...
These are 60s.
Oh, very good. Okay.
But I'm going to get more of that good stuff.
Okay. Well, her idea of good stuff and mine, a little bit different. But compromising here a little bit. I told you yesterday that we'd do 60s and 70s, and that's mostly what we'll do. We might sneak up into the 80s with a couple of things. Maybe we'll do a show. There's some of that stuff. Eddie Crump, I'm sorry, brother, but there's some of that stuff that I just can't do. Stand by here just a minute. So we probably won't do too much of that. There's some of that stuff that I just can't do. I would kill myself or throw this computer out the window or something. I just absolutely cannot do it. But Amy said she'd do it on her show one of these days. So she would like to maybe do some of that wild hair pulling, jumping up and down, beating on things and breaking stuff and painting your face up and all that kind of stuff. She loves that stuff. Me, not so much. So I only do this out of popular demand. It's not some popular request. It's not something that I'm going to make a habit out of. But there, I tell you what, there's a lot of this stuff, 60s and 70s stuff. Actually, there's a lot of it that I really, really like. Once we get into the 80s, I start losing a little bit. Once we hit the 90s, I'm done. You lost me. Actually lost me about halfway through the 80s. But a little bit of the early 80s I can do. No. But I do like the stuff that I've got planned for tonight. Now, there'll be a few of them here that I'm not probably quite as hip on, but I'll play some for my lovely bride because she suggested some of them. So without further ado, let's get on with it here. See what happens.
packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Station. Whose length is one furlong and whose width is one trig. need no thought control.
I got to give my ears a rest here for a minute. But I saw some... Let me go check out my chat room and see what's going on here. See how many enemies I've made here so far. Let's see. Yakima Glock. I don't really think that song is educational. It's a little weird. But I saw some talk here, and let's be serious here for 30 seconds. Saw some talk on kilts and whatnot. And aside from the fact that I'm just not into wearing a dress, looking at it from a realistic, tactical standpoint, I think it's a very poor choice. I know that there are some people that are used to it, do it all the time if they got the knees for it. But there's things out there where, you know, body fluids, glass, cactus, sandburrs, whatever the case is. I'm not rocks, not really a big fan. And somebody said something about flip-flops in there a while ago. I think it ought to be against the law to even make flip-flops. I think it's people wear them when they feel like they're completely, in their condition white stage. I saw a kid one time run across the road down there in Farmington, made it about 10 foot up into the road in a busy intersection, and lost a shoe, lost a flip-flop, turned around and grabbed it, and he didn't get hurt. He's lucky he didn't get run over, but didn't lack much. He had to go back to the same side that he started on. He couldn't cross because he lost a shoe. So I'm not a fan of open-toed shoes or flip-flops in any situation, ever, ever, ever. But that's just me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll check on that. Amy just reminded me of a picture we need to find here. I'll find that for you.
Thank you. would stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. Yeah.
bed. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Teacher.
Sorry about that. Pushing buttons too fast here. One of those things, I reckon. Well, we'll pretend like that never happened and just continue to march. Free out in the street.
Trying shot the sheriff,
but I swear it was in self-defense.
I shot the sheriff,
but I swear it was in self-defense. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out in town fair. All of a sudden I see sheriff's gun brown. They meant to shoot me down, so I shot.
Started
laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick. So I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell, better curl your hair. But before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man. Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over, holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president. Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage. They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, now, just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife. Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and heading toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. Well, I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. But when I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha. We'll be right back.
darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, now the streets are cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echoing the wells of silence. Subway walls, tenement halls,
could deuce another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a deuce another runner in the night.
Hot Shot, let's see, it was, let me see, make sure I'm looking at the right one here. Yeah, Hot Shot. Good to see you thinking outside the box there a little bit. Yes, absolutely. You could turn J.B. Weld into some very, very fast, lightweight, short-range projectiles. And if you'll read Unintended Consequences, you'll see that... oh, what's his name? Henry, I can't remember now. Anyway, star of the book there made some projectiles out of fiberglass and whatnot. So they, and these J.B. Weld would do the same thing. They would absolutely disintegrate, and you wouldn't be able to get any penetration in heavy clothing or anything. But for making headshots at close range, there'd be absolutely nothing left to trace it back to. It would, I think it would work very well for specialty purposes. You know. The, let's see, let me check the chat room out here before Silly Putty shotgun slugs. The, and Mountain Shooter's got a good idea. The steel bed compound might be a little better. I don't know. I don't know if it would be, it might be a little better. But I think the JB Weld would make a make a fine specimen of a projectile. You make a few of those, and there wouldn't be a whole lot less left to trace there. Mountain Shooter is tough. I'm having a hard time here. But let's get a few more. We're going to run. I already got these up, and I want to hear them. So we'll go ahead and play some of these and do the best we can.
Yeah. heavens beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher.
Oh,
All right, one more, and we got to get out of here. This was fun tonight. I appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong, and the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend.
that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all song.